Hello, Indiana 4-H, and welcome to The 4-H. The 4-H is a healthy living podcast series that aims to bring a renewed energy and focus to the 4-H in Indiana 4-H. My name is Angie Frost, and I am a 4-H extension specialist with Purdue University and a registered dietitian. These podcasts provide us an opportunity to discuss various aspects of nutrition, physical activity, and social-emotional health. So, as we pledge our health to better living, let's get started. Next month, approximately 40% of Americans will make a New Year's resolution. We have been making and breaking New Year's resolutions for over 4,000 years. That's a long time to be doing the same thing over and over again without getting the results we want. That leads me to believe there has to be a better way to succeed than simply promising ourselves that we'll do better. In this episode of The 4-H, I'll explain how you can develop and reach your goals for the new year by creating SMART goals. SMART is an acronym that stands for Specific, Measurable, Achievable, Relevant, and Time-Bound. If you're serious about achieving your health and wellness goals in the new year, make them SMART. It may help for you to find and print a SMART goal map or template. These are easily found on the internet and can help guide your thought process as you develop your SMART goal. The S in SMART stands for specific. When you make your goals specific, you have a much greater chance of accomplishing them. Begin by identifying what you want to accomplish. This needs to be more specific than, I want to lose weight, or I want to get in shape. Next include who, when, where, and why. Write down who will be involved. Will it just be you working towards your goal, or will a friend or family member be working alongside you? Next is where. Where are you going to accomplish your goal, and when? Establish a time frame for completion of your goal. Also think about and identify the why. Why do you want what you want? And what are the benefits of reaching your goal? An example of a specific goal would be, I want to join a fitness class at a health club so I can feel better and have more energy. The M in SMART stands for measurable. Measuring your progress helps you stay on track and helps you reach your target date. In order to know if a goal is measurable, ask yourself, how much, how many times, or how will I know when it is accomplished? For instance, based on our original goal of joining a fitness class, identify how many times per week you will attend classes. By adding the measurable portion, the goal now becomes, I will participate in 3 health club fitness classes per week so I can feel better and have more energy. The A in SMART stands for achievable. Consider how you can achieve your goal. Do you have the resources to achieve your goal? And is the goal a reasonable stretch for you? Make sure it's neither too easy nor too hard. You can achieve nearly any goal that is important to you when you plan your steps wisely and establish a time frame to carry out those steps. The R in SMART stands for relevant. It's important to make sure your goal is meaningful and relevant to you, and not something that someone else thinks you should do. Your goal should be something that is worth working hard to accomplish. If you really dislike the gym environment and prefer to be outdoors, the goal of attending fitness classes 3 days per week might not be relevant to you or your goals. Finally, the T in SMART stands for time-bound. Your goal should identify a date that you want to begin taking action and a deadline for reaching your goal. By identifying beginning and end points, you have a specific time frame to focus on instead of a general plan of just getting in shape someday. We all know those some days never seem to arrive. So now your final SMART goal becomes, I will participate in 3 health club fitness classes per week from January 1 to March 30th. So I can feel better and have more energy. I hope you can see just how different this detailed goal is from setting the New Year's resolution of, I want to get in shape. I do want to mention that the SMART goal process is simply a checklist to help you summarize and meet your goals. It is not a rigid set of rules. Test what works and what doesn't work, and feel free to adjust your goal as necessary. Doing what works is what gets you where you want to go. If you have a lapse in action, give yourself a break. Those lapses can help you see how you can tweak your goal to be more effective. The big key is to get back to your goal as soon as possible and not give up on yourself or your goals. So now it's time for a call to action. What steps can you take to ensure you meet your health and wellness goals for 2018? Develop a SMART goal and make sure it's specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. These basic goal planning steps can help you with all types of goals, not just health and wellness goals. So the next time you have a goal in mind, make it a SMART goal. If you are in an Indiana 4-H club or are a 4-H club leader in Indiana, consider incorporating SMART goals into your club planning sessions. If you are interested in additional 4-H resources, contact me at alfrost@purdue.edu for more information. Visit our Indiana 4-H Facebook page and tell us how you plan to incorporate SMART goal planning into the new year. I hope you've been inspired to incorporate SMART goal planning into your club meetings and your personal life. Don't forget to pledge your health to better living by setting your health and wellness goals high. You can achieve them with hard work and a detailed SMART goal. Thanks for listening to this edition of the 4-H Podcast. From all of us at Indiana 4-H, happy holidays. Join us in the new year as we tackle new 4-H health and wellness topics.